With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major observance Thursday at the White House. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Declaring that his administration is bringing back religion in America, the president commemorated the annual National Day of Prayer.
We once again trust our lives to our liberties and our happiness to the hands of the Creator who gave them to us and who loves us.
Joined by leaders representing Christianity and different faiths, the president used the occasion to sign an executive order creating a presidential commission on religious liberty. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A busy day for the vice president as well, J.D. Vance, visiting a steel plant in South Carolina, where he heralded the launch of an industrial renaissance in the U.S., due in part to the president's moves to boost domestic industry. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the expected return to Earth of a strange spacecraft.
Cosmos 482 was launched in 1972 with the goal of landing on Venus. It never made it out of Earth's orbit because of a rocket malfunction. Dutch scientist Marco Lanbroek predicts the failed spacecraft will re-enter around May 10th, and if it remains intact, will come crashing down at about 150 miles per hour. Lanbroek is not worried. What's left of Cosmos isn't very big. The risk is similar to that of a random meteorite fall. Several happen each year. He thinks there's a very good chance it will end up in some ocean. I'm Ed Donahue.
Well, an astronaut who missed out on the first all-female spacewalk getting her chance 6 years later. NASA's Anne McLean emerging from the International Space Station Thursday alongside Nicole Ayers. They launched the orbiting lab in March, and during their spacewalk, they readied the space station for new solar panels. This is SRN News. White evangelicals are standing by President Trump.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds the president's most reliable allies continue to support him in his second term. 72% of white evangelicals say they approve of the way Mr. Trump is handling his job at present. About 70% also rate the ethics of the president's top appointees as either good or excellent. And nearly 60% of white evangelicals say they trust President Trump more than previous chief executives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas lawmakers advancing a measure to change the language in the state's abortion laws, that in an effort to clarify when doctors are allowed to perform an abortion during a medical emergency. Legislation, which has passed unanimously in the Texas Senate, is the first time GOP lawmakers have sought to amend the state's abortion ban since Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. In California, emission standards are being targeted by Republicans on Capitol Hill.
The Republican-controlled House has voted to block California from enforcing the phasing out of the sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035. The move comes a day after the chamber voted to halt California standards to cut tailpipe emissions from medium and heavy-duty vehicles. The House used the Congressional Review Act, a law aimed at improving congressional oversight of actions by federal agencies to try to block the rules. The proposals now head to the Senate, where some argue that California's Clean Air Act waivers are not subject to the Congressional Review Act. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Pittsburgh, a man who fell from a 21-foot Clemente wall in right field at PNC Park during a game between the Pirates and the Cubs remains in critical condition. More details at srnnews.com.